The tiny town of Wall, South Dakota is a most unlikely place to find America's number one most popular roadside attraction. What put the town of Wall on the map was its family-owned drugstore that opened in the depths of the Great Depression. Owners Dorothy and Ted Hofstede were struggling to make a go of their drugstore when Dorothy came up with an idea that continues today to propel the family business. Let's put a sign out along the highway offering travelers a free glass of water if they stop in for a visit, Dorothy said. And it's continued nonstop, with Dorothy's free ice water signs still dotting the highways and beyond. Today, the town of Wall in western South Dakota remains a tiny little village of less than 700 people. But Wall Drug has continued its booming business nonstop, and today grosses more than $12 million annually, and the drugstore itself now takes up an entire city block and more. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me inside Wall Drugstore for a visit with Ted and Dorothy's grandson, Ted, to discover the rest of the story.
May you never forget those sweet hours that we spend in that red.
Okay, we're going to tell a Wall Drug story. You ready? Okay, I'm Ted Hofstede, and I am third generation in this family business out here in Wall, South Dakota. My grandparents came out here in 1931 and purchased the Wall Patent Medicine Store. And my grandfather, being a pharmacist, named it then the Wall Drug Store. Back then, it was very godforsaken country during very godforsaken times. Nobody had any money. We're in the middle of the dirty 30s, and basically they struggled to make a living until 1936, when my grandmother came up with an idea of promoting the store. And on a hot summer day in the summertime, she got a babysitter to come over and watch her son, Billy, who was my father, and at the time he would have been 9 years old, and she ran uptown to talk to her husband, and she said, Ted, we have got to try to stop the travelers that are going to the Black Hills and going to Yellowstone. And he asked her, well, how will we do that? And she said, well, let's put up some signs and advertise our business. He said, well, what should we advertise about our business? And she replied, let's advertise free ice water. It's 110 degrees. We have ice. We got water. We got a soda fountain. We just don't have any customers. My grandfather thought, well, it's a little corny, but he was up for the try. So he hires a local high school student, and they build some signs. And he goes out on the edge of town and he puts up a series of signs. Slow down the old hack. Wall Drug just across the railroad track. Free ice water. Immediately that summer, the store became an instant success. Travelers started pulling off the road, pouring into town, coming into our store, and they had to hire 9 local ladies in town just to wait on all the customers. That was in 36. In 1951, my father came back into business with them. And it was his desire to build the store into something that the family could be proud of. He went on a 40-year building spree, and now, today, the drugstore is approximately 76,000 square feet. We have 240 employees in the summertime, and wait on approximately 1.8 million customers in a given year. The moral of the story? One of the things that make Wall Drugs so attractive to the traveling public, one of the reasons it continues to be popular out here generation after generation, is because Ted and Dorothy Hofstede proved that if you can be successful in Wall, South Dakota during the dirty 30s, during godforsaken country in godforsaken times, there is no place that's godforsaken. Ted and Dorothy proved it. If you can be successful out here in Wall, South Dakota, then you can make it anywhere.
Tell us some of the accolades and some of the reputation that you have garnered over the years.
Well, I believe that my grandparents and my father have been recognized across the state with the Tourism Awards, Businessman of the Year Awards. They have been inducted, both my grandfather and my father have been inducted in the South Dakota Hall of Fame. I think the Wall Drug has become recognized as the number one roadside attraction in America by a lot of fans of Roadside America and people that are into that type of culture in America.
And confirmed by some major magazines, correct?
And confirmed by some major magazines. We have been picked many occasions on the most favorite roadside attraction in the West, for example. And we have been written up in most of the major newspapers across the country, and we have certainly received our share of publicity.
Ted Husted, the manager and owner of Wall Drugs in Wall, South Dakota, thank you so very, very much for sharing with us.
You're welcome, and please stop by anytime you're out here on I-90 in Western South Dakota.
It'd be our pleasure. Thank you. Tom Wilmer reporting from Wall, South Dakota.
That has brightened my life for a while.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
That we spend in that Red River Valley, and the love we exchange with the flowers. So come sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember that Red River Valley, and the cowboy that loved you so true. Waited a long time, my darling, for those words that you never would say. Till at last as my poor heart is breaking, oh, they tell me you're going away. So come sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember that Red River Valley and that cowboy that